On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Krista Omenzon. The average NBA player earns over $5 million a season. That's more than Major League Baseball and more than the NFL. But there are only 400 jobs in the NBA. And for players just one notch below in the NBA Development League, well, the glamour fades pretty quickly. KAZU's Rowan Moore Garrity reports from Santa Cruz, home of the D-League team for the Golden State Warriors.
On the court, the Santa Cruz Warriors feel every bit like an NBA team, with towering players sinking dunks and three-pointers and cheering fans in face paint. Off the court, it's a different story. The players ride a bus and fly coach to away games. They buy their own sneakers. There's no weight room at the Kaiser Permanente Arena, so they work out in the hallway, doing pull-ups from a beam in the ceiling. But no matter who you ask, most players would change one thing.
The pay.
Mo Baker is a guard in his eighth season in the D-League. Baker's salary has topped out at $25,000 for a six-month season. Rookies make $13,000.
The money you make in the D-League season, you can survive off of it, but it's going to run out real quick.
Baker says he's earned more playing abroad, in the Philippines, Turkey, and France.
Some guys can make a D-League salary in 1 month going overseas.
Despite the difference in pay, though, some players prefer to play for D-League teams like the Santa Cruz Warriors. Baker says what the D-League offers is the chance to play regularly in front of NBA scouts.
Here, every night, is NBA scouts in the building.
When NBA teams see something they need, D-League players get a call-up, a 10-day contract to play in the NBA. A few, like Jeremy Lin and Chris Anderson, have gone on to become NBA stars. That outcome is pretty rare. So Santa Cruz coach Casey Hill says players weigh other factors, too.
The decision really ends up coming down to, am I comfortable with going and playing in a foreign country that they don't speak my language? I don't know if they're going to pay me. There's so many unknowns with going overseas that guys just kind of get scared away.
Even for players without NBA prospects, Hill says playing in the D-League can be a useful bargaining chip.
They'll play a year in the D-League to get that on their resume, to get their numbers up, and they'll use those numbers to go get a good deal in Europe.
Some analysts are more cynical. Jonathan Gavoni owns the basketball site DraftExpress.com. He says there are only so many spots on European teams.
80 to 90% of the players that are in the D-League are in the D-League because they have nowhere else to be.
He says the D-League's focus on call-ups hurts the style of play.
It's the only league in the world that I know of where wins and losses isn't really the goal. In the back of the player's head, you know, like they're saying, I'm coming here to get noticed.
Gavoni says that leads to poor defense and extremely high scores. Still, more D-League players are getting noticed. The number of call-ups has grown from just a handful in the league's first year to more than 30 last season. And it's not just players. D-League president Dan Reed says more than half of NBA refs were hired directly out of the D-League.
The NBA D-League is a platform for coaches, for players, for dance team members, for front office executives, for salespeople.
Reed says one reason for that is that the NBA actually owns the D-League.
We're the only minor league for a major sport that's actually controlled by the major league.
And that relationship is only growing closer. More and more, NBA teams are starting to manage affiliates in the D-League directly. In Santa Cruz, the Golden State Warriors decide everything from the plays coaches run in practice to who ends up on the training staff. Rowan Moore Garrity, KAZU News.